listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to our daily COVID fight podcast. I'm your host Kanishka Sarkar, and I will aim to bring you the latest updates from Monday to Friday on the pandemic as well as ways to tackle related problems which are increasingly cropping up by the day. Domestic news first. India's infection tally came in at just over 53,000 cases in the last 24 hours. According to data from the Health Ministry, the daily case count is lowest in 88 days. The death toll too has fallen to a 65-day low with a reading of just over 1,400 fresh fatalities. An update on vaccination amid fears that a third wave may hit India very soon. A COVID vaccine will be available free of cost for all adults at all government vaccination centers from today. One should also note that registration on Cowin or Arogya Setu app is no longer mandatory. Citizens can walk in at any vaccination center, government or private, and they'll be provided with on-site registration facilities for both individuals and groups. A look at policy action. The government has decided to increase the pace of vaccination against COVID in July and August. In fact, V.K. Paul, the COVID task force head at Niti Aayog, has told CNBC TV 18 that the centre, which has placed orders for 50% vaccine production till now, may order an additional 25% as the country is at the cusp of a rapid ramp-up. All India Institute of Medical Sciences chief, Dr. Randeep Guleria, has meanwhile said that a third wave is inevitable, and that it can hit the country in the next 6 to 8 weeks. Now, the latest chatter on the need for a booster shot against COVID variants. In an earlier episode, we told you about how Russia's Sputnik V vaccine may soon offer a booster shot targeting the Delta variant. Now, a WHO top official has said that it may be too soon to tell if such a booster shot is required. WHO's chief scientist, Soumya Swaminathan, said, and I quote, "We do not have the information that's necessary to make the recommendation on whether or not a booster shot will be needed." Swaminathan also commented on the mix and match of vaccine doses. She said that the combination of vaccines seems to be working well against variants. This opens up an opportunity for countries that have vaccinated people with one dose and are now waiting for a second dose. They can potentially use a different platform vaccine. According to a media report, she has, however, warned that early data suggests that mix of vaccine generates more pain, fever, and other minor side effects compared with two doses of the same inoculation. Meanwhile, a Bloomberg report says that after more than a year of obsessively tracking COVID case numbers, epidemiologists are starting to shift focus to other measures. With rich countries vaccinating growing proportions of their vulnerable populations, the link between infection numbers and deaths appears to be diminishing. The focus is now on learning to live with the virus and on the data that matter most to avoid fresh lockdowns. According to the report, scientists say comparing the prevalence of COVID to the flu, which kills nearly 650,000 people globally each year, will become an important yardstick come next fall and winter. COVID has killed more than 3.8 million people since the start of 2020. But vaccinated countries should eventually be able to treat its periodic resurgence in the same way as they do with the flu, and also make policy decisions accordingly. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I repeat, that is CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.